Missouri Net News. I'm Elisa Nelson. A new state report shows Missouri's death rate reached a record high for the sixth consecutive year. During a U.S. Senate floor speech, Missouri Republican Josh Hawley says the explosion of overdoses, crime, and suicides is leading to the collapse of the middle class.
All Americans suffer from deaths of despair, but we know from the evidence that it is working people and working families who are hit the hardest. And so now the working middle of this nation is facing a struggle to survive.
According to the report, the leading cause of death continues to be heart disease, followed by cancer and chronic lung disease. The U.S. Department of Commerce is sending $2.2 million to Missouri for flood disaster improvement projects. Missouri Net's Brent Palm reports.
Mississippi County in the Boot Hill is getting $1.5 million to improve four county roads damaged by flooding in 2017. Clarksville in Northeast Missouri was awarded $695,000 to implement a flood protection system following the 2017 floods. Congressman Sam Graves said a removable flood wall will greatly help the community defend themselves against regular flooding, protect homes and businesses. The grants are expected to generate $3.5 million in private investment.
A U.S. Department of Agriculture research branch uprooting from Washington to Kansas City has resulted in the loss of nearly 80% of its staff and the stalling of several regular reports. Washington, D.C.-based media website The Hill reports the USDA's Economic Research Service will delay or not release reports on things about oil and gas production, agriculture commodities, and food pricing. Other reports not being issued include data about the way food stamps impact rural economies, the drivers of the opioid crisis, and health insurance coverage in farming households. Former Secretary of State John Kerry has jumped into the political fray ahead of a visit to St. Louis this week, Bill Wise reports.
Kerry commented to St. Louis Public Radio last week that it's imperative for Congress to figure out whether President Trump abused his power to harm political rival Joe Biden. He's scheduled to speak at Powell Symphony Hall in St. Louis as part of the Maryville University St. Louis Speaker Series. He plans to talk about bringing people together to solve big problems as well as how climate change affects jobs and competition.
Has been pulled from a creek today in the St. Louis suburb of Florissant. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that police received a report that led them to a wooded area behind a grocery store as a possible crime scene. The Missouri Department of Conservation is giving away 400 trees to residents this week who were affected by a tornado in May in central Missouri's Jefferson City and Eldon. A driver's license, photo ID, or recent utility bill is required. This is Missouri Net.